Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. President Obama ready to push the Iran nuclear accord. Mr. Obama holding a White House news conference later today about the historic Iran nuclear deal to continue promoting it. He contends the agreement will cut off all pathways Iran has to develop a nuclear weapon. In an interview with the New York Times, the president said the agreement achieves the basic goal that even critics agree with, that Iran should not get a nuclear weapon. Many Republicans and some Democrats in Congress disagree with Mr. Obama's assessment. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is also against it.
The leading international powers have bet our collective future on a deal with a formal sponsor of international terrorism. They've gambled that in 10 years' time, Iran's terrorist regime will change while removing any incentive for it to do so.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The agreement will limit Iran's nuclear program in exchange for an easing of economic sanctions. The Iran nuclear agreement process is expected to move next week to New York, where the UN Security Council will adopt a resolution lifting all international sanctions related to the country's nuclear program. Rwandan lawmakers approved a measure Tuesday that would pave the way for President Paul Kagame to seek re-election when his second term ends in 2017. Both houses of parliament voted in favor of a petition that calls for the removal of presidential term limits from the country's constitution. The proposal will now be taken up by a parliamentary committee. Mr. Kagame has effectively ruled Rwanda since the end of the 1994 genocide and won easy victories in the 2003 and 2010 elections. This is VOA News.